This is a perovskite crystal structure. Perovskites turn out to be fun materials. They do a lot of interesting things. So for instance, strontium titanate has very high dielectric constants. It can be about 1,000. So you have very high dielectric constants in it. Lithium niobate is used in a lot of nonlinear optical devices. So in nonlinear optics, what happens is you can do things like you shine a red laser into the crystal and you get blue light out. It does a frequency doubling. And this is a nonlinear optical effect. Barium titanate is a famous ferroelectric. So you're familiar with ferromagnetic materials. They're magnets. There's iron, nickel, and cobalt or ferromagnets. And they spontaneously magnetize. So they have a magnetization in a certain direction. And ferroelectrics are materials that spontaneously polarize and have a spontaneous electric field. So there are some materials that just, when the crystal cools to a certain temperature, it generates an electric dipole moment. And these are ferroelectrics. And one of the more famous ones is barium titanate. And then the last one on the list there is better known as, it's lead zinc titanate. And it's better known as PZT. And it's a piezoelectric material. So a piezoelectric material is one where when you apply a voltage across the crystal, the crystal gets bigger or smaller, depends on how you apply the voltage. And this is used in fuel injectors, in pressure sensors, in inkjet printers, to move a scanning tunneling microscope tip around. They're used in atomic force microscopes. So these kinds of crystals are used in a lot of applications where you need to move something, and especially if you need to move it fast. In this case, there's the conventional unit cell looks like this, and the chemical formula for a perovskite is AbX3, where this X is usually oxygen. And when we look at the conventional unit cell, I can see the gray ones, there's 8 of them in the drawing, one at each corner, but they're all 1/8 in the conventional unit cell. So the gray ones could be this A, and then the B is right in the middle, and it's clear there's only one in the unit cell. So that's this B. And the red ones are on the 6 faces, and the faces are all half in the conventional unit cell. So 6 times a half would be 3. So they would be this component. And you can look at the chemical formula and then at the conventional unit cell and see which atom must be which by counting the number of atoms in the conventional unit cell. Okay, so now we want to look at the Bravais lattice of this. It looks a little bit like FCC because there's atoms on the faces, and it looks a little bit like BCC because there's one in the middle. But if we move a gray one onto another gray one, or a green one onto another green one, then you can see that it's simple cubic. This Bravais lattice will also be